SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan at the White House as the two leaders discuss plans to bring peace and stability to the Middle East, specifically the Gaza Strip. King Abdullah has indicated that Jordan will take in up to 2,000 ill Palestinian children. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to resume fighting in Gaza unless more hostages are released Saturday. Netanyahu has ordered the army to add more troops in and around Gaza. That's after Hamas threatened to call off the next scheduled release of hostages on Saturday. President Trump calls on Hamas to release all hostages by the weekend, or the ceasefire should be abandoned.
I would say this, and I'm going to let that be because that's Israel's decision, but as far as I'm concerned, if all of the hostages aren't returned by Saturday at 12 o'clock, I think it's an appropriate time, I would say cancel it and all bets are off.
Hamas says Israel has failed to meet the terms of the ceasefire by not allowing enough aid into Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, Canada says it will stand up strongly and firmly against U.S. tariffs.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says U.S. tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum would be entirely unjustified.
We should be doing more together, not fighting with each other.
On Monday, President Trump raised tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 25%.
We will be working with the American administration over the coming weeks to highlight the negative impacts on Americans and Canadians of these unacceptable tariffs.
Trudeau spoke at the sidelines of the Paris AI Summit. I'm Julie Walker.
And the Dow ahead 65 points, the Nasdaq losing 36. This is SRN News. Bud Light still hasn't recovered from a big blunder.
The popular brand of beer outraged the American public in 2023 when it partnered with a transgender influencer to push the product. The backlash cost Bud Light nearly 30% of its sales and prompted the firing of three top executives. Now a former Anheuser-Busch manager tells Fox News that the brand still hasn't recovered entirely. Anson Frerichs says the problem is a lot of customers have quit the beer forever and new customers are slow to adopt it. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Minnesota State High School League will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. President Trump has signed an executive order giving federal agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed in girls and women's sports. Prep sports associations in other liberal states might also defy the president. This is SRN News. In consumer news, several brands of canned tuna sold at stores including Trader Joe's, Costco, and HEB have been recalled because they might be contaminated with a type of bacteria that causes botulism, which can be deadly. Tri-Union Seafoods of El Segundo, California, recalled certain lots of tuna sold under the Genova, Van Camp's, HEB, and Trader Joe's brand names. President Trump reverses the Biden administration directive on drinking straws.
Among the torrent of executive orders President Trump has signed,
we're going back to plastic straws. These things don't work.
Reversing a federal push to paper straws, which he really does not like.
On occasion, they break. If something's hot, they don't last very long.
A Biden administration policy aimed to phase out federal purchases of single-use plastics, including straws, from food service operations, events, and packaging by 2027. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com.